Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
And I dare say, I don't like to tip these kind of things, but I think this is maybe the most drunk I've been. Drunk and high before a show here in Los Angeles. I may have been more drunk or more high at a previous one, but I really went too far today. And we're coming to you once again from the UCB Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. Yeah. It's Tuesday, May you have an 8th, and I'm still writing May 7th on my checks. May I check out your name tags? Do we have some name tags? Oh, we got name tags. We got Madam Maddox Fury Road. So I assume your name is Maddox. Okay. We got Mike's cousin Vinny. So are you Mike or Vinny?
Mike.
Oh, you're Mike. Okay, good job. I know what this one is, the good, the Matt, and the ugly. There's nobody named good or ugly, so you must be named Matt. Right? Ooh, Kari? It's pronounced Carrie, but K-A-R-I, and you've got like a bloody Carrie scenario. You got a canario. Holy shit, what's that stormtrooper helmet over there?
It's a stone trooper.
It's a stone trooper? All right, the exit's over there. All right, so we got plenty of name tags to choose from tonight. Thank you guys for bringing those. And thank you to Rosemont, Illinois, Chicago, also in Illinois, and Lexington, Kentucky for... I don't know why I can't say Lexington, Kentucky. We had great shows this past weekend, and I think at Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington, they might have a Doug Loves Movies in the future. The first Doug Loves Movies in Rosemont is available now for free wherever you get your podcasts. And you can get day two with Adam Burke, Jeff Tate, and Colt Cabana for $2 at douglovesmovies.com or in the comedy album section of iTunes. soon. Like, there's a weird delay on that, so that'll be like a week from now. Doug plugs, this Sunday, it's my annual Doug Loves Movies taping at Comedy Works in Denver at 420. Wednesday, May 23rd, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Neptune Theater, home of Neptune's Jacuzzi in Seattle, Washington. And Sunday, May 27th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Royal Cinema in Toronto, Canada. And the next show here at UCB Franklin is on Tuesday, May 29th. You don't want to... I mean, this is a great lineup tonight, but that one you do not want to miss. Little insider info, little insider trading. You guys do not want to miss the May 29th show based on who I've got booked at this point. Are you ready to meet our guests for tonight? Please give it up for Sarah Schaefer, Sean Jordan, Kelly McInerney, and Dustin Ibarra.
Woo! Look at them. Look at them go. Oh, my God. They're all here.
Hey. All right. Let's meet them individually, starting with first-timer Kelly McInerney is here.
Hello.
Hey, were you trying to turn your microphone on?
I wasn't sure if it was.
You were working the switch. Like, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Holly Weirdo on social media.
Yep. Kelly McInerney was taken on Twitter, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it.
I mean, that's, you know, it's not the most unusual name, so I get it. So you went with Holly Weirdo, even though your name is not Holly.
People do call me Holly sometimes because of that.
Sup, Holly?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you are the host of a co-host of a podcast?
Yeah, me and my friend Jess Androsky.
Yeah, and it's I love the premise of this podcast. Tell everybody how this podcast works.
It's called IMD Weed, and we go to the movies. Yeah, we get stoned. We smoke in my car, go to the movies, and then review the movie after. With a guest.
Get I love it. I'm in. I'm gonna do it sometime. And I heard through tweets about your podcast that you're not a big fan of Infinity War.
No, I'm not.
All right, shut up. That's enough. That's all we need to know.
I just love Spider-Man.
No spoilers. So you're all into the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Oh, 100%.
And you didn't feel he was in Infinity War enough?
No, he did great in it. My favorites did great. But everything else was shitty. Like, after I watched Infinity War, I watched Spider-Man Homecoming again for a nice palate cleanser of just, like, great superhero movies.
Well, I'll tell you, I do enjoy Tom Holland in that movie, but, you know, to me, the MVPs, and you guys can agree or disagree, are the Guardians and Doctor Strange. And then Thor...
Nobody agrees.
Nobody agrees. And then Spider-Man. I mean, there's so many characters. Like, you know, everybody's got somebody to love. But,
I'm with you with Guardians. I like Guardians.
The Guardians aspect of Infinity War really, really boosted it for me. Like, I was very excited to see all of them. And then they split up the Guardians cleverly so that, like, you know, on two different storylines, you still have some Guardians.
Sure.
Like, it's very Guardians heavy, Infinity War.
And that's
not a bad thing. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's so funny.
He's very good. All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Let's say hello to another, you know, I've had so many guests for so many years, I lose track sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that we've had Sarah Schaefer on the show.
Hi, yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
First time ever.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan for a long time. Your stand-up comedy and your TV shows and your podcasts. Thank you for being here for this.
Thank you for having
me. I appreciate it. What are you up to lately?
Oh, you know, just...
you know, that's like when the relatives ask that when you go home for the holidays.
This,
what are you doing in show business now? Oh, a bunch of things that you don't get.
Yeah.
a lot of things you don't understand. Yeah, my dumb relatives.
Well, I love this one. It's I can't talk about it yet.
There's a thing you can't talk about?
There is one thing.
I love that. But I've got so many things I can't talk about because they're not things at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't talk about them. But holy shit, it's fun to have that stuff.
I've been on the road. I go back and forth on the road and then coming back and doing stand up here and working on some other stuff. And it's been great.
All right.
You know?
Right on. You just did a show earlier tonight, right?
I did.
Over at the
Bar Lubitsch.
Yeah. Bar Lubitsch.
Yeah. It's a little, it's a cute little bar.
Named after the great Ernest Lubitsch, I assume.
Sure.
It's a movie reference.
It's like a Russian themed bar, which nowadays, I don't know.
It's perfect in the gay district. It's in the gay part of town. Gay Russians watching comedy. That's got to be amazing.
It is.
Got to be a perfect performance space.
It is. It's my people.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Jordan is here, everybody. Woo!
Goddamn right.
Look at him go with his silent finger snaps. Oh, you can hear him kind of.
Now you can't hear him when I do him in the mic, but trust me.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
You're doing those are pretty good.
It's from growing up with all these kids in middle school that chewed tobacco.
Yeah, I didn't like it then either.
I wasn't thrilled about it.
It was not popular.
I learned how to do it. It was popular in Edison Middle School, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 1994.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah. What's up,
but
Sean?
Nothing. Hanging out, man.
Things are buck?
Things are always buck, yeah.
Okay.
Bud Light on a Tuesday? What day is it? Tuesday?
Yeah. You sure that's not a buck light?
It's a. There's no such thing as a buck light.
Well, there might be.
They're all buck heavies.
If you work it hard enough, if you keep pushing that word buck.
I can't believe people haven't. Anyone on this panel ever used buck as an adjective?
No.
No.
The silent hedge.
You might after tonight because, Sean's taught me how to do it. Like. Like the other day, I put some money in a vending machine to get some Pop-Tarts, and the Pop-Tarts fell down, and then also my entire amount of money I paid for them also came into the change.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, that's buck.
That's buck. There it is. Kind of a couple ways.
Yeah.
Because you get Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, and I was pretty into it.
And it was a dollar.
Thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me, dude. Oh shucks. Oh shucks.
You got applause at the beginning and the end of your segment.
Oh shucks.
Of your introduction segment. Let's see if that happens for Dustin Ibarra.
Oh man, you guys, come on. Thank you.
How's it going, dude?
It's going good, man. You?
I'm all right. I'm just waiting on Pins and Needles to see if they make more episodes of Kevin Probably Saves the World. Starring you and our friend Jason Ritter.
Yes, hopefully they do. Thank you. Right there. They
ABC,
watch, right?
ABC Television. Does anybody watch that?
Mickey Mouse.
I heard it's popular. I heard Roseanne is on there.
Roseanne, you guys. This looks like a Roseanne loving crowd. We're in Hollywood, right? You guys are okay. All right. Okay. All right. I read them wrong. Yeah, but Kevin probably said, we're going to find out this week what happened.
Oh, this week?
This week.
Oh,
this is because upfronts are next
week. Get out and vote, everybody.
Go.
Vote for Kevin Probably Saves the World.
Yeah.
Starring our friends Dustin and Jason Ritter.
Yes.
Yeah, and hopefully there'll be more of that. When would you go back shooting if there was more?
I don't know. I've never made it this far.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like, hey, we're going to the final boss. I don't know what's after this door. Right?
Well, I'll just answer for you. Sometime this summer.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to be back in Atlanta in August, so hopefully I'll get both of you guys on the show.
That'd be awesome,
That'd be great. Instead, I'll have to settle for whoever's alive on Walking Dead. I made friends with some people on Walking Dead, but they might not be alive.
Everything was Walking Dead in Atlanta. That was awesome.
And now, Atlanta, our friends Kumail Nanjiani and, well, not really our friend, but I wish he was my friend, Dave Bautista, are shooting a buddy comedy in Atlanta this summer.
That's gonna
be
hyped.
That's gonna be neat. But they wrap before the time I get there, so I can't get them on the show. But that's how that shit works.
I hope it's a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That'd be quite fun. You know? Either one could play either one. You know, you don't have to go with what's the obvious. You know.
I don't think that's what it is, but yeah, you're right.
My finger on the pulse.
I think it's a brand new script. I think it's a fresh buddy comedy.
What's that?
Like one you've never seen before.
Wait, so it's not a remake of something? I don't get it.
I don't think it's a remake of anything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It might be a remake of... It's the film version of Kevin Probably Saves the World.
Ah.
Starring Bautista, Kumail Nanjiani.
There it is.
Man, they recast me, damn it. It's a fun crowd. Quite fun.
Let's talk prize bag, you guys. Starting with Sean Jordan.
All right, let's
What'd you bring for the bag? I'm assuming candy.
It's not from Target. No, it's from Target.
The bag's from Target.
Yeah. I got these new... That can't be fun on the mic. Sorry about that. There's new Sour Patch Kids, so I brought some
Sour
Patch Kids.
What do you mean new ones?
They say fire on them.
All right, pass those down.
You're crazy, right? You're not get that. Don't you
Come
dare
on,
open
throw them.
Them
over
Are
here.
Are you going to open them?
Yeah, I'm going to open them. There's a new type of Fire Patch.
Fire Patch Kids. Those are called Fire Patch Kids.
There's some redheaded Sour Patch Kids.
Whoa, and it's actually a kid on fire. Like, it's the Sour Patch guy, but his head's on fire. That's insane.
Yeah,
Fire Patch Kids.
I'm in.
All right, what else you got?
A copy of Spaceballs. Because... That's awesome. Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, is this going to get a round of applause? So, popular Rick Moranis vehicle. You guys remember Rick Moranis? It was a popular vehicle for Rick Moranis, who has since retired from acting. But, you know, he had popular vehicles back in the day.
Sour Patch Kids are not fiery at all.
He's opened them.
Oh, it's crazy that you won the prize bag already, and you opened those. That you won the games that we haven't played yet, and you opened those. Everybody just pissing all over my gift.
I take it back. They have a little fiery aftertaste.
They got a little kick to them.
It's got a little tapatio on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Cholula.
Oh, like when they put spicy stuff on mangoes?
Yeah, that's
okay. I get it. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, my Hispanic side is loving this right now. I'm fucking eating it up. Yeah.
The green ones taste like limes. Mm.
I've never had a Sour Patch Kid and thought like, yeah, that should be spicy though.
Do you have any ranch for the Sour Patch Kid that I could dip?
If it's in this action figure package of Rocket and Groot. If there's a little, it's fun that we were just talking about the Avengers, because
yeah.
I got a little action
I love
figure
those guys.
Packages. You know, I am Groot, right? Yeah. How he says it, it's funny, right?
He rules.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my prize pack.
50% of them survive Infinity War.
Easy. Oh. I don't know what he's talking about.
Spoil
it. Oh, it's not time yet? It's not time yet?
Man, I barely just saw it. I can't even.
Is he the team?
What do you mean
group?
You barely just saw it? Did you close one eye the whole time?
I was with my Aunt Leslie and my mom, Kelly Jordan, who can't get enough of Thor, if you can believe that. Big fans of Thor and Chris Pratt. It's weird. It's weird when you
those
hit that
guys
age.
Those guys are two good ones. Their interactions in the
well,
movie
are different
are very
reasons. But yeah, when they hit that age, when they're like, "Oh my God, there's Thor."
How does she spell Kelly?
K-E-L-L-Y.
Cool.
Cool with a K.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, she does.
That's the best way to spell it.
Yep.
That's the best way to spell Sarah is without an H.
True.
Mm-hmm. Best way to still spell Dustin is with an Ibarra.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Sean is just, you know, however you want to spell it, I guess.
Is it S-E-A-N?
Playboy. Goddamn right it is.
Oh, when you said Playboy, I was like, I don't know what you're saying. Thank you for the fiery
get there.
Sour
I had to get Doug there. Yep, well, you know.
In
Doug
Spanish,
says Playboy
these
now.
Are Sour Patch Mijos. Fire. Ethereal, right? Fear. I don't know.
Yeah. They're not Sour Patch Pendejos?
No.
Sour
Caliente. That's what it is. These Caliente Sour Patch kids, man.
Fuego, right?
Fuego.
Isn't that fire? Sour Patch Fuego?
Yeah, these kids are in Fuego.
Fuego Patch.
Yeah, I love I love eating kids. These.
My Fuego Patch.
I love eating these children that are on fire.
Isn't that what they call Lindsay Lohan's?
Yeah. Fuego. She had to go to the doctor for her Fuego Patch at one point.
I tried to grow a Fuego Patch once. It was the 90s.
She was Miss Firecracker, I believe.
Is that right?
Crotch. I don't know.
Fire crotch.
Fire crotch.
Yeah.
Mm. Fire crotch.
I try to class it up a little bit. What do you got for the prize bag, Sarah?
Okay, so I got booked on this kind of last minute, didn't have time to go home. So
yeah, that's cool.
First off, I have a rock that says Dream on it. And I...
So everyone can...
What do you mean, first off? That's plenty.
A rock that says Dream, and it fits right in your hand in the way just to kill someone with it. And
waving it pretty hard over here.
I like it.
It inspired me because my other gift for the goodie bag is a coupon that I made. And it says, this coupon entitles you to one free item from Sarah Schaefer's Etsy shop. So I didn't get to go home to bring the item. So you'd have to email me and I'll send you the item. But I have an Etsy shop that has inspirational quotes on rustic pieces of driftwood in multiple fonts. That's literally what it is. And then some cross stitch stuff. So you get one free item from my Etsy shop. So that's yeah.
That's fantastic. That's
I love it. Yeah. Pass all that stuff down here. Just slide it down the table.
You should have thrown the rock down there.
Yeah, that is a serious rock. Yeah,
very biblical, very Canaanite.
Yeah, you could dream some real shit if you get hit hard enough with this rock.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you got for us?
I got a bunch of stuff. I went a little crazy. So let's get into it. I got a Hot Wheels, a little green Hot Wheels guy. I got a bubble, I guess, cigar. It's kind of hard. It's been in my apartment for a while.
And it's,
I
and
just want to get rid of it.
Guy's very excited about it over there.
Cactus candy from Arizona.
That's where all the cactus candy comes from.
Do you guys think when Gamora was born, she got one of those, her dad got one of those green cigars that just got passed out?
Excellent reference from cinema, Sean.
I'm giving it a shot, you know? Doug loves movies, I heard.
When I was stoned one night, I was like, I'm going to start drawing. And so I went to Amazon and I bought a sketchbook, but I accidentally bought a tiny one.
Yeah, no reason to hang on to that.
How'd you accidentally buy that?
I didn't check the size. Yeah. I guess they had like different sizes.
You just grabbed it and walked straight to the register holding it down?
No, it was on Amazon.
Oh, on Amazon. Yeah. Sure, I should listen up.
A American Gods koozie. I got it. South by... also some European Union sunglasses from South by.
Well, I'm going to hang on to those.
My old roommate still gets mail sent to us, and he gets, like, book reviews, I guess, but we open it, and this is The Odyssey of Echo Company by Doug Stanton. Not for resale, so it might be good.
I heard Doug was the last man Stanton.
There it is.
My cousin gave me this weird
romper. You don't have to bring everything that you have.
A lot of stuff.
Dustin's feeling really inadequate after following you.
I should have stopped at Walgreens.
It's okay. I bought enough for all of us. It's a romper that makes me look like a desperate housewife. And I couldn't return it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is child size.
Oh, would get so much camel toe in this. It's too short for my long... body.
It's a weird, like, it makes everybody look weird.
Rompers don't work on me. Mm-hmm. Too long.
Yeah.
That's a terrible way to describe your own body as a woman.
As a woman
to be like, I'm long. That's not good.
Some dudes are into long chicks.
If you want to hook up to me, you have to have a good long game.
A t-shirt that I got when I saw Hanson at South by... It just says Nearpod. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I hope you're at the bottom.
Last one.
Last thing.
My roommate has two copies of Garden State, which is one of my favorite movies. I just watched it last week, and I had a great cry because I'm from New Jersey, and I'm an idiot, I guess, but I love it.
Your roommate had two copies of Garden State.
Yeah. Oh, also, here's a face mask.
What?
No explanation.
It made
Bella.
Yeah, it made me burn my face the first time I had it, so It's up for
you.
Grabs.
Don't need it. You don't need to burn your face again.
Yeah.
Once and you he, did it that one time. Do you need that bag? Oh, no. I can have the bag too. Great.
It's a broken bag.
I'm gonna need this bag.
I'm sorry.
Keep it going for all this stuff.
We could all do that.
Yeah, that's
great
it.
Great job. All right, Dustin.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
This is like we got to go to Goodwill after this.
Don't feel like you had to bring this much stuff.
I got a t-shirt that says, I love nuggets. Right? I'm glad you guys like it. It's from an old joke you've never heard. So I'm glad that shirt can stand on its own. And Best Buds hat, which I
love that.
I got this the other day, so yeah, it's still got the sticker on it. So there you go.
That's cool.
You know, it should be two hats where it says Best on one hat and Buds on the other.
Sure.
Oh, that's yeah. Smart.
Stoners don't have friends, though. That's the thing.
And then you guys smoke a cross joint together.
Well, the stoners have friends, but you can't coordinate hat wearing.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's a little complicated.
It's a lot.
But that's a lot of great stuff going into the prize bag, and somebody's going to win it later tonight. But first, I have to ask each of my guests the same question, one question that I ask all the time. How
long?
What size sandwich do you prefer?
Foot long.
Oh, I thought you just said 9 inches.
I was talking about my penis. I thought you were going to ask me how big my penis was.
I wasn't, because that's...
That's usually what you ask us, though.
Penis size?
Well, before this show.
I don't think you know. I think you've been too fucked up on this show before. So understand the
By
premise.
The way, Doug is still loading up the bag. Yes. Yeah. How much stuff there is.
You got to be delicate with those En Fuego kids that are open already. Toss one down here. I didn't even get one. Slide one down like your sandwiches. Did it work? Yeah, it worked. They are okay.
Are you gonna put the open bag in there?
You guys are bummed. Cool. Whoever doesn't get that, go get a bag. They're dope.
Yeah, I brought some stuff too.
Doug, what'd you bring?
I'll tell you.
You gonna let me know?
Thank you for asking. Douglas Movies T-shirt.
Oh shit. Yeah. They are.
A sign that says Legion of Skanks in Los Angeles. From when they were here just recently. The whole Legion was here skanking it up. A gun that used to shoot confetti, but now it's just blanks. Well, you know, that could still be fun in its own way.
It's a good noise.
How many confetti loads does one of those fit?
Yeah, a Peacemaker Christmas bong.
Whoa. That's sick. Makes me wish I smoked weed. All this, that does a lot.
It makes me wish I celebrated Christmas.
It's made out of rubber, so it makes me wish I took things into my asshole. Oh!
Hey, heyo. Huh? Huh?
Just, it's got a very dildo feel to it.
It does.
And then some Douglas Movie stickers. So all that stuff is in the prize bag. Woo! Somebody's winning it, all of it tonight. But first, we have to just quickly go through the panel, starting with Sean Jordan. What was the last movie you saw?
I finally saw Black Panther. I saw it after I saw Infinity War. So I thought that was going to be a bummer, but it wasn't. There wasn't too much that you needed to know. But Black Panther was really good.
You can watch them out of order for sure. Absolutely. Yeah,
I don't like to, but I did. And it was really good. I loved it. Every part about it.
It's a really good, I liked Infinity War, but I got to say Black Panther is still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
I liked it better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched it on an American Airlines flight, which it's those long flights where you get the fucking TV on the seat. I don't get those a lot. I go on the short flights. I don't really go distances. So I was excited to have new releases on the flight.
Yeah, it's right there in front of your face.
Black Panther doesn't come out on iTunes until tomorrow, I don't think. And I saw it on Sunday. God damn it.
Oh, wow. You really go to that finger snap thing a lot.
It's still in theaters, too, if you have, like, MoviePass.
I don't.
Oh, you should. Yeah. It's pretty good.
But MoviePass, didn't they, like, try to make a move to being once a week, and then they're back to daily again?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they did.
It's a fishy operation, that MoviePass.
At the Americana in Glendale, they won't let you use your MoviePass at the fucking counter. You have to go to the MoviePass thing. So there's, 50 people in line, and nobody at the...
I know,
it's
I
crazy.
Instagram.
No one's helping you figure it out. It's a bunch of old people... It's like a bunch of elderly people.
And then you miss
people.
Seats because there's like
it's
four
just
kiosks.
That place though, because AMC Burbank is cool.
They don't do it.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Yeah,
it's just
Century Theater.
Well, this is when I learned that MoviePass is essentially a credit card.
Yeah,
no one explained that to me, and so it was a lot of. And when I said old people, I meant like everyone who approaches the kiosk is acting like an old person.
Like saying racist
like,
shit.
How do I do this? Yeah.
Eating
cat. Are you sure there's Black Panther? That'd be great. No, Grandpa, I swear, we're seeing something else.
They just got a bag full of loose cabbage that they're eating like old people do.
What?
Feels like old people eat cabbage. Am I wrong?
I think you are. A loose bag of cabbage?
Raw loose cabbage?
Sounded like an old person thing.
It's not, crunchy enough for the old people to eat in the movies and annoy me.
Well, someone's laughing, so it worked.
There was almost a fight in the movie theater the other day. Someone had their phone on, and the guy in front of me yelled at the person during it, like, turn off your phone. It was one of the guy shut it off, but it was very like, whoa.
Gets tense. Yeah.
It does get tense when that shit happens. Dude. I don't like
what
it.
What movie was it?
Infinity War.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like, dude, he wasn't bothering anyone. I wanted to be like, leave him alone. Just, who said that? And just stay quiet.
Dustin, we do not approve of anyone looking at their phone for any reason during the movies.
Not one bit.
Do we police
it? Just get up and go out into the hallway if you have to get on your phone.
Do you say, though, get off your phone? What if the guy's got a knife?
Yeah, yeah. I say, put down that knife and get off your phone.
Excuse me, sir. Put down that knife.
I don't care
phone.
For either of those things.
It's Infinity War.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw, Sarah?
I saw Tully the other night.
You did with Charlize Theron.
Yeah. I loved it.
I did not pronounce Theron. That right. Charlize.
Yeah, it was really good.
And you liked it?
I cried a lot at the end and was out in the lobby and like looked at my boyfriend and was like, do I have makeup on my face? And he just like burst out laughing because it was just like streaks. And then someone I knew walked up and I was like, can I go to the bathroom first before we have an interaction in the lobby of this movie theater and get all the makeup off my face? But she had it on her face too because she saw Tully as well and she too cried.
Everybody that sees Tully gets a fucking... Nightmare face?
Bring a Neutrogena makeup wipe with you.
Okay.
So you can get that mascara off your face after.
I did not. I cry
very easily.
I didn't know it was that emotional.
I don't want to give anything away, but the ending is emotional.
Okay.
And it's a really good movie.
All right.
Feels like the sequel to Young Adult in a way.
Sure.
You know?
Same actress, same director, same writer.
Yeah. But, you know, different character, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, sure. All right. Kelly?
I saw I Feel Pretty the other day.
You did?
It was okay. I liked it better than Trainwreck, but it was fine.
Whoa, that's interesting. I like Trainwreck better.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I liked the other people. Like, I thought Michelle Williams was really fun.
Sure.
And Sasheer, but it was just, I don't like the whole premise. Like, I don't know. I just wish women would stop hating themselves in movies. I don't know. Sorry,
but she
to bring
loved
it
herself.
Down.
No, it's, I mean
that's the premise.
That
she loves
whole...
herself as like because she's an idiot.
She hit her head.
She hit her head. She's like she's just dumb. That's why she likes herself.
Yeah. I also didn't like that she broke a spin bike. Like you're not that big.
Yeah, she's not giant enough to break a exercise machine. But you know,
she
puts
Williams.
The effort in.
Yeah. Michelle Williams was good though.
Yeah, and our friend Rory Scovel
is
very funny.
Rory's good. Yeah.
The humor in it's actually kind of subtle. It's not that over the top, but it's also a movie where a woman, you know, thinks she's pretty because she hit her head really hard. You know, so it's just sort of
it's
really
nose.
Wacky premise, but then a kind of subtle execution of it.
Yeah, it was too on the nose too because she's watching Big. And then she hits her head?
No, she's watching Big and actually goes to the fucking abandoned amusement park and tries to get Zoltar to make her pretty.
It was just
and then the next day hits her head. Why not just not bother with the Zoltar and just hit your fucking head?
Yep. That's,
doesn't make any sense.
He woke up big. Woke up in his bed big, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she should have woke
up. She was hoping she would up pretty, but no. Didn't work out.
No.
Had to smash her skull against something.
Had to have a brain
trauma. And then, oh shit, I'm so pretty.
And then and people bought into how pretty she was. And then, but then of course she hits her. Spoiler.
Oh, no. Don't you dare.
She hits her head again.
God damn it.
I was going to watch that.
Oh, sorry, Dustin.
I haven't seen it yet.
You think you got to read on a movie and then someone wrecks it for you.
I feel bad because Rory's a friend of mine. I haven't seen it yet. And there's other friends of mine in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Nikki Glaser plays a hot model bitch.
Yeah.
She does it very well. She does it very well. it's good.
The premise reminds me of one of my favorite movies, Teen Witch, where she wants to be popular and then she gets magical powers, and at the end she realizes she didn't need the necklace. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. There's not any like rapping guys in it. It's less fun. Oh,
so
for sure.
Right. Okay. So there's no rap scene?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna go see
and
that.
And they call it a movie. They call that a movie without a rap scene.
I don't really.
No
give
thanks.
A,
no.
I'm trying to stop.
Don't, not for me.
Take that. Was it?
Top that.
Top that. Yeah.
Top that.
Dustin?
Yes.
Can you follow what's happening?
Yes.
Hey, I had to sit here and listen to y'all talk about Infinity War, okay? So I'll talk about Top That.
Well, the thing about Infinity War is I can talk about it endlessly because...
Infinity.
Exactly.
Sure. Oh.
Dustin, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Downsizing. I rented
that was
it.
The last movie you saw.
Yeah, I swear.
You saw that and then decided to stop watching movies.
Forever.
I liked it a lot.
It just came out on a...
You did?
I did.
Why?
I just thought it was fun.
I didn't like it. Okay, man. Okay, there's so much stuff.
Get in. Dive in.
You're dealing with tiny people. There's so much they could have fucking done. First off, there's no scene where like a big person is attacking a tiny person. Which
well,
I thought
so that, tiny.
Remember the city? I thought when I saw the city, I'm like, oh, I can't wait till a big person gets loose. Fucking hey, Matt Damon, and picks up the car, and like, he looks at him through the window. Yeah,
they missed a real opportunity for all those little people to be crushed.
There was no, there was nothing like that. There were at the end. It was like there was no real enemy. Poverty was like the enemy, and then you watch it and you're like, okay, tiny people. I gotta be tiny now.
Plot twists were the enemy of that movie because they decided to do some that were completely uninteresting. It was sold like a comedy, and it's not a comedy really at all.
When he was on the river floating, someone could have jumped in and tidal wave, something like that could have happened there. Nope, just hey, what's going on with the economics in our fucking tiny ass universe? It's like, well, I don't know. Like, it's let's go help some people over here, It's like, all right, let's get some fucking tiny airplanes, Shoot a tiny missile at a big guy. Let's make this happen, That's what you paid to see, tiny people.
I paid
ants.
I paid to see a tiny person interacting with a regular saltine cracker.
Yeah, you want to see shit like that, right?
I love that. No. Like I liked the movie. It was too long, and I have other problems with it. But
it doesn't sound like
I loved any time they showed a tiny person interacting with a large object.
That giant bottle of vodka just sitting there.
Oh, I loved it. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. One of my favorite movies. So
I was such a fat kid. The only thing I remember that oatmeal pie scene. Remember that? Oh my god! As a fat kid, I was like, oh, if I were small, I could have so much of this. You see things differently as a fat kid, man.
Well, Dustin, you can have so much of this because this is the part of the show where I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. Woo! We're going to play some games, but first we have to pick some name tags. People brought a bunch of name tags. You guys have to go out into the audience and decide who you'd like to play on behalf of and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be back after these words about addiction.
Support for today's show comes from American Addiction Centers, AAC. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help. Addiction is a nationwide problem that can affect anyone, and there's no easy fix. Recovery isn't one size fits all. AAC is revolutionizing the addiction treatment industry with holistic, evidence-based treatment practices. They offer innovative technology to ensure safety throughout detox and treatment, specializing in dual diagnosis or co-occurring mental health issues and addiction. They work hard to make sure individual needs are met, empowering individuals in their lifelong recovery journey in a comfortable, home-like setting. AAC even offers in-house genetic testing so you can find out if you're prone to any kind of prescription drug sensitivity or interactions. This is especially important in the midst of the current opioid epidemic. If you struggle with drugs or alcohol, or maybe you're not even sure whether or not you have a problem, call American Addiction Centers at 888-708-4412, available 24/7. Your life is worth more than your addiction. That's 888-708-4412. Don't wait until it's too late.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You.
That was a very pleasant name tag choosing experience. The audience was super mellow. Who'd you pick, Sean?
Austin Translation.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
It's a fun one.
It's got a ripoff of somebody else did Austin Translation in another city, and I think
what?
This person figured out they could do that. Yeah, but it's still good. Does what? It have is it my face instead of Bill Murray?
No, it's not.
No, it's just Bill Murray.
Yep.
All right.
That's just Bill Murray.
Fuck this guy. What?
I did another one that was Bill Murray, but that one got messed up.
Oh, okay. All right.
You didn't know that Bill Murray. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going
Austin
on.
Austin Translation, huh? Yeah. Know what I mean?
I don't know how the name Austin fits into another Bill Murray title, but I'll take his word for it. Who you play for, Sarah?
Is it Kari or Carrie?
It's Carrie.
Carrie.
Like the don't take care of the prom.
Why are you speaking to me like I'm dumb for not knowing K-A-R-I?
No, because I made the same mistake earlier.
Oh,
and
I apologize.
You're not dumb at all.
Well, I wasn't
you're
out
just,
here.
You're just my equal. And but it's a very cute poster because
cute
she drew
poster.
It, and it's like take you know Carrie at the prom. She's all bloody
covered
and
in
fiery
blood and fire. Stuff. Fire.
But it's
kids.
Also but she's cuter than she's got cute eyeballs.
And I love the sweater she's currently
yeah,
wearing.
The whole thing is adorable.
Helped.
So good job, Carrie, and good luck getting people to pronounce K-A-R-I, Carrie.
Sorry.
Nobody's impulse is to say say that's Carrie, but she insists that it is. Who are you playing for, Kelly?
Steven Wars? It's
yeah,
pretty cool. It's do I get to keep this
I don't,
Super Trooper?
I bet not. I bet no. He wants it back. And it's not a Super Trooper. It's a Storm Trooper.
I never would have caught it.
That's like when your mom steps on it. Get your Super Troopers out of here.
I never would have caught that. That would have made it right past me.
It's got a joint, though, and I'm definitely keeping
it. It's got
that.
A big if, old joint.
Could,
is this something you can actually light? It looks fake.
It's,
I don't know.
Take the cap off. The red part?
This?
Pop it off.
Pop off the cap.
Sounds
oh,
fake.
Look at that.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
That looks like
the money.
Yeah, there it is.
So it's a realer looking joint wrapped in a fake looking joint.
Yeah, I get it.
Is what I got out of that.
I want to put it on, but if I can't keep it.
Throw it on. What do you can keep it if you put it on.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Can we hear you? Say
can
something.
Can you hear me?
No.
Can't really hear you.
I was asking, can you hear me?
That's all tight. Right.
That's pretty cool. Steven Wars.
Thank you. It doesn't have a shithead, though, I don't think.
All right, well, we'll get into that later.
Guess who the shithead is, my friend?
We'll check back with you if Kelly loses, but my money's on her to win.
Hey.
I haven't placed any money on it.
No.
Dustin?
Yes, I got, is it Nico or Nico?
Yeah, Nico
Libre.
It's Nico Libre instead of Nacho Libre. Yeah. He's got me on Jack Black's
face.
Fat wrestler body.
Let me see it. Let's get it down
It looks
here.
Pretty good.
And there was Reese's and Twix attached, too.
Yeah, that's what they eat to keep in shape when they're in the...
yeah,
when they're Lucha Libre, yeah.
Yeah, they're better ones, but the Reese's and Twix. I could have went for the joint, but I was like, Dusty. Just get the fucking Reese's and Twix, man.
I didn't see the Reese's and Twix until after, and that's a good choice, too, though.
I saw them since we started the show. I clocked that
kind of transfixed.
All right, well, let's start with a game called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a movie. First person on this panel, not anybody in the audience, just on the panel, to repeat back to me the title completely incorrectly will be the winner of this game. Sean loves this game.
Completely it's just, incorrectly?
It's just so fun.
Completely incorrectly. The whole title, okay. But also the right title. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
No.
Quaxer? Fortune has a cousin in the Bronx.
My cousin Vinny? Is that
what? Just repeat back. What Quaxer, I just
Quaxer,
said.
Quaxer Fortune has a cousin,
has
in, the
a
Bronx.
Cousin in the Bronx.
Sean is our winner.
Oh my God. Wait, we're just.
I just haven't heard those words before.
From
1970, starring the great Gene Wilder. I don't know if he played Quaxer or the cousin or none of those things.
Quaxer
I've never seen
Fortune?
The movie. But it's if you go on Google and say worst movie titles ever, it's right up there. Quaxer Fortune has a cousin in the Bronx. So Sean won that game, so that means Sean gets to go first in our next game, which is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Oh, sure.
I'll say a tagline from a motion picture to Sean, and then he will try to guess what movie it's from. If he fails, then we'll go to Sarah, and then to Kelly, and then to Dustin, and everybody will get a crack at it. But if he gets it right, he gets a point. Sean, what movie has the tagline, change everything without doing anything? I apologize. Change everything without changing anything.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I don't.
Yes, of course. Change everything without changing anything. What do you think that is?
It's got to be Terminator 2.
It doesn't have to be. Because it isn't. Sarah?
Well, I guess I gave it away.
Yeah. I believe it's I Feel Pretty.
That is right. I Feel Pretty. Yeah. We were just talking about it,
Sean. Did you just look that up? Did you have that before?
No, I just...
What do you mean, did I have it before?
Well, I guess it's your goddamn games. You can make them. Do what you want. I should have got it.
All right, so Sarah gets that one.
You.
We'll start with Kelly on this next one.
What movie has the tagline, "One man saw it coming"? One man saw it coming. Oh, man. That's not the right read. One man saw it coming.
I want to say Final Destination, but I feel like that's not.
That was a good
yeah,
cry.
There's not really any men in that
He's
movie.
He's not a man. It's Devin yeah. Sawa.
That's one of those teen movies.
Oh, man.
One man saw it coming.
I don't know.
I mean, it should be the Nostradamus story.
Is it like, I can't ask questions. I don't know. I'm just going to say Final Destination and okay. just take the loss.
It's not really a loss.
Yeah, that was a good game. You'll like be that all right. guess. That was fun.
Dustin?
Can you repeat it one more time, Doug?
One man saw it coming.
Ah, yes. Boogie Nights. But Nights with a K.
Sean?
Just trying to think of movies that we said earlier. Black Panther.
It doesn't have to be movies we said
well,
earlier.
I don't know, so I'm going to say Black Panther because I okay. said that earlier.
Sarah?
The Big Short?
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad
so was Final
tagline for that movie. But that's from the movie I, Robot.
I mean...
Oh, man, I should have known that.
Yeah, that one guy, Will Smith, was like, oh, shit, these robots are going to be a problem. All right, so... Where did we start that last round? Was Sean?
No, Sarah started. Or Kelly started that
Kelly
one.
Kelly started. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Kelly, let's start with you again. What movie has the tagline, an existential comedy? An existential
That's it?
Comedy. Yeah, I know. Seems like there should be more.
Downsizing?
I bet you if there were more, it might have been a bigger hit. Dustin?
An existential comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like I don't know, like Dazed and Confused or something? It's not that. No, that's like
that's not a bad you know, do you, is that your guess?
Is it my guess, Doug? I don't know, is. Man. I'm gonna say Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay, so you don't want to say Dazed and Confused.
I do. I mean,
you want to move to this other. No, you don't no. want to. Which one do you want?
I'd stick with Bill and Ted, the wrong one.
Okay, that's wrong.
Yes. Is Sean? It Dazed and Confused?
No.
It's right there.
I wanted it to be so bad. Like,
I wanted. Oh my God, that's like putting a dollar on my Price is Right, man. Really, you can't do that.
I really wanted it to be that.
Sarah.
I don't know. Being There? Why? That's a great movie, and it is sort of existential.
It's a great movie. It's existential. Not a terrible guess, but the correct answer is I Heart Huckabees.
Oh.
It's always that.
Yeah, yeah.
They try too hard.
So far we have I Feel Pretty, I Robot, and I Heart Huckabees. Good luck on this next round, everybody.
All right.
Starting with Kelly.
I hate going first.
Kelly, the tagline is, this is not a game. It's clearly a movie. So what a dumb tagline.
Definitely starts with I. Wait, this is not a game?
Mm-hmm. Not without a question mark, though, at the end.
Without a question. Oh, yeah.
There's no question mark.
Okay. This is not a game.
It's just straight up a statement. This is not a game.
Yeah.
The movie.
Whoa, guys, come on now.
I don't play game. Nope. Can't be. Don't play games. That ruins the tagline. I love
Dustin,
New York.
What do you think?
I love New York.
Battleship.
Oh.
Is it Battleship?
I like the way you play.
Not a fucking game.
She was really restricted by that eye thing, and you did not care about it at all.
When I heard game, I'm like, yeah. My mind went to, okay, games, movies, and then it was like a computer program. It just started siphoning through each movie.
Sean?
Is it?
That wasn't it?
No, that wasn't it.
Is it Jumanji?
No.
I mean, nobody got the fucking joke that we were doing the game thing.
Dustin did.
You should have said Jumanji. Sarah?
Oh, God. I
feel like that I was organic.
I can't even think of another movie that starts with I.
I don't know. I don't know who's told anybody that all the movies start with I.
You did.
You implied it.
Oh,
this isn't a game.
Not what I do. Like a joke? Was that a joke?
I Claudius or something like that. I don't know.
No. It's AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, you son of a bitch! That was the tagline for that movie?
Yeah, it wasn't a game.
It was a boring, sad movie.
It's
about robots. Yeah, this is definitely wasn't a game.
Yeah.
Ending.
Kelly, here's the next one for you.
Oh, great.
Might start with I.
What movie has the tagline, more than your eyes have ever seen, more than your heart has ever known?
Oh. I... The eye?
No. Dustin? It's more than your eyes have ever seen, more than your heart has ever known.
Oh, man. Oh, no. These eyes are for you.
What?
Bison. Let's see.
You're going to have to spell that poster for me.
That James Bond movie, these eyes are only for fucking spies. And
these eyes are only for spies?
These eyes are made for fucking.
No, that's incorrect. Sean?
That's just what they...
Battleship. It's got to be Battleship.
No, and I heard somebody in the audience talking over there an answer, and please don't do that. Sarah?
Well, I have a decision to make. Because
it's more than your eyes have ever seen and more than your heart has ever known.
Mm. Okay, well, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
P.S. I love you?
No.
Shit.
That was a great guess.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the tagline for a movie called The King and I.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yep.
I see a theme.
Somebody's going to get
Espionage with attitude.
No.
I might know it.
Spy?
What?
It can't be.
With Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
Nope.
That was a good...
Dustin?
A golden eye.
No.
Is it I Spy?
That is right. Yeah.
Yes. I saw that in the theater. I love that movie.
All right. So Sarah and Sean have both answered one correctly.
Goddamn right we have.
Yeah. So this last one, we're going to start with Sarah and then go to Sean. And whichever one of the two of you gets it right will win this game.
Okay.
Well, we're going to play one more game, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Starting with Sarah. When the world is the target and the threat is real, you could still depend on one man.
When the world is the target and the threat is real,
you can still depend on one man. What do you think that is?
Oh, man.
Someone's sitting in traffic right now listening to
this. I can still depend on one man. I mean...
Shout out to people in traffic.
What's up? What's up, traffic?
Ways, motherfucker.
Think
beep,
hard.
Beep.
I don't.
Nothing.
Superman.
Sean's got the answer.
Well, now I'm going to look like a chump if I don't. Is it Iron Man?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Are we just going until we get it?
Somebody said it. Just
GoldenEye.
What'd you say?
GoldenEye.
Yes, that's it. GoldenEye. All right, Sarah gets to go first in our final game this evening. It's called Last Man Stanton.
You.
It'll go Sarah, then Sean, then me, because I like to play along, and then Dustin and Kelly. And you got to name movies that whatever person we get from the audience is in until you can't think of one. But each of you get one lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose.
Austin where, translation.
Right. Where is Drew P305?
Right here.
Right on.
Yep.
How you doing? And your name is Drew?
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew, okay. Yeah, that's smart. Simplify it for Twitter. What do you do, Andrew?
I am an actor.
You're an actor?
But I work at KU Med Center in Kansas City.
That's... I'd go with that one first.
It's a
that
far...
one's... You're an actor, but you work
at,
in
it's
Kansas City?
It's a far commute.
Oh, out of work actor. All right. Well, you know, continued, not continued, because you're not. Seems like you're not working, but
I may be there next
future,
week.
Future, good
let's
luck.
Let's get together.
What? You're going to Kansas City?
No, I out of work actor.
Oh. I'll see you there, at out of work actorville. Andrew, what's your suggestion for Last Man Standing?
Cameron Diaz.
Diaz. Let's look at the panel.
Sure.
Does everybody feel comfortable with the films of Cameron Diaz?
Think so.
All right. So I don't have to go up to my backup. We're going to just play straight up Cameron Diaz, starting with Sarah. What do you got?
The Holiday.
Oh, wow. I would have saved that one.
Well, I don't know how to do this.
I know. I'm trying to think of the easy ones, but I can't think of any easy
ones. That one was very easy for me. Why,
yeah.
Y'all don't know
came
that?
Right to your, came right
yeah,
into your
was
head.
One of mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, all of us Jude Law files.
That movie is porn.
Think
for
of
me.
That movie. Sean, Cameron Diaz.
The Sweetest Thing.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Charlie's Angles.
I'm going to go See, with Charlie's Angles Full Throttle.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. You know what you're doing. Kelly?
Shrek.
Yeah. She's in fucking Shrek. Well, that alcohol I talked about earlier is finally kicking in. She's fucking in it.
Whatever, bro.
Come on, man. Sarah?
Vanilla Sky?
Yeah, right? She's all like, your face is gross. Sean?
Shrek the Third.
Oh, I like the way you skip around.
Well, somebody was supposed to.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not going to mess with that shit. Instead, I'm going to say...
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say... Gangs of New York.
Dog. That was one I probably would have saved.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say The Mask.
Oh, yeah. First, yeah. Her first film, I believe.
Really?
Her motion picture debut.
Ooh. I remember everyone
Damn,
was like,
she was good.
You see that girl in the mask? I'm like, bro, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My mom took me to the matinee. Watch
okay, I don't need to know this creepy mom shit.
So awesome.
Shrek Forever After.
Oh, nice.
Sure, sure.
I'm a big Shrek head. Puss in Boots for
You're a
life.
Shrek-y? You're a Shrek-y?
Shrek's in effect.
Shout out to my mom. She loves Shrek.
But probably doesn't listen to this podcast. Sarah?
I am struggling.
Okay. You can go to your lifeline.
You have a lifeline.
You can go to Carrie. See what she's got. She goes being
John
Malkovich.
Yes!
Deep.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very good. Sean.
Bad teacher?
What? Yeah.
Bad teacher?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Damn. That's a good one, dude.
Get a deep cut on you. Okay, all right. Get something in the chamber.
I'm going to just say it because it's we're many titles in.
Sarah just got so stoked.
Oh, shit. We're many titles in and no one has said there's something about Mary.
That wasn't
my... No one said Shrek.
Dustin.
No one said Shrek 2, right?
Right.
Yeah. No one did. That's right.
All right. All right. Yeah, we're in this together, buddy.
Yeah, Shrek 2 is like that one. It's done. There's no subtitle. It's just very simple, straightforward. Good job.
Nice. Yeah.
What to expect when you're expecting?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Oh, she might not be in that?
No, I think she's in it.
Okay.
She's in it. Oh, I got a good one.
Okay, so Sarah. The title might be off.
Oh, shit.
That's going to matter.
But if I describe the movie after misnaming it.
No, you got to get the title right.
Is the movie called Very Bad Things?
Yes.
Well,
and is she in that? Right? She's in it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if she's in it, but it sounds like people think she is.
Definitely in it.
All right. Sean.
Yes. She's married to Favreau when he it's fucking hilarious.
It's a great movie.
Oh, you love it?
It's fucking crazy.
You've never seen the movie?
You know it's got Jeremy Piven in it.
Christian Slater, Jeremy Piven. Or is Jeremy Piven?
Yeah, they do Very Bad Things.
Is he a creep? Are they creeps? I don't know. In Her Shoes.
All right. Oh, In Her Shoes.
Oh, shit.
That is not a movie I would expect you to know.
It's a deep cut, Playboy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to go with Any Given Sunday.
It's
the story of ice cream treats.
It's Pagniacci. Miss Pagniacci.
Was it? At my best friend's wedding?
No. Yeah, buddy!
Oh, man. Hell yeah, big memories.
She was the best friend.
My BF's wedding!
She wasn't the best friend. She was the woman
She was the one getting married.
And Julia Roberts
was the best friend.
The
who was
the best
like,
friend.
Fuck
the
shit
best.
Up.
She was the main
I'm
character,
Julia
so
Roberts.
I took it as it's my best friend's wedding, and I'm going to the wedding as Julia
her
Roberts.
Best friend was a man.
Why would you say that your wedding is your best friend's wedding? She's the one getting married.
Everybody chill. Everybody, let's chill out.
This has gotten too heated.
You know?
Let's just relax
let's
for
just
a moment.
Take a chill pill.
All right, Kelly.
As it were.
Man, I want to say Valentine's Day, but I'm not sure.
Oh, dog. Who in the audience dares to defy me with your bullshit? I will tell them if they're right or wrong. You will shut the fuck up.
Valentine's Day?
Sure.
Yeah. No.
Sarah?
I think I might be out.
Oh.
I don't know anymore.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Did you use your lifeline?
Yep.
I did already. Yeah,
she used your lifeline. Sean?
Austin, what do you got, Playboy?
Does she pop up in Puss in Boots?
Does she pop up in Puss in Boots?
I'm going to correct Austin on the title. I'm going to correct him on the title. It's not, actually, the full title is not Does She Pop Up in Puss in Boots? But I guess I will go with Puss in Boots.
Because Fiona's in Puss in Boots? I don't think there's any reason for her to be.
I don't think she is.
You're going to go with your lifeline?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not buying it. You know what she was in, though?
Tell me, Doug.
She was in Blanny, the Black Annie.
It's not called that. And you would get
It's called Annie. I'll say Annie. if you need me to be more specific.
I was looking for it. Blanny.
That's what I call it, Blanny.
I'm going to go see Blanny, Mom.
I think even the trades call it Blanny. It was a box office explosion.
A blockbuster.
Okay. What do you got there?
I got to my lifeline.
Lifeline time.
Nick, where's Nick? Nicko? Man?
What do you got, Nick? Night and Day with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Good job. Shit.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
All right, let's do it. I'm with you. That's right, right? Yeah.
Kelly? Nice.
I also have to. Steven?
Let's go, Steven.
All I had was Night and Day.
Oh.
That's a prequel.
That's all any of us have is Night and Day. We're just living our lives.
New Year's Eve.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
That's a very good guess.
One of those ensemble romantic comedy casts. Why not?
All right, Sean.
I can go again?
What, you're out?
No. That's
okay, he's out.
I'm not out.
It's just me and Dustin? Yeah.
Are you playing?
Jumanji. She was
I'm playing.
Who are you playing for?
Nobody.
That's bullshit, man. I'm
playing for myself.
You're just going to take the prizes home, you selfish bastard.
I'll walk out with all this shit. I already took the yellow glasses. Those were awesome.
Oh, man.
And you took the Fuego kids. Don't forget about those.
You put them back.
I put them in there. Yeah, I just ate a few and put them in there, which is what everybody wants from a bag of candy.
What a gentleman. I didn't know
that. Yeah. I'm going to go with a movie that I'm obsessed with, and I held it in my back pocket till now. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy-ass movie called...
Audition.
No, I was kidding. Why are you...
I was kidding.
You're out. It's called My Sister's Keeper.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to see that movie, it's messed up.
Mm-hmm. Her daughter have cancer?
You will cry. Her daughter has cancer. She wants her other daughter to constantly undergo treatments to help the one daughter survive the cancer. And the daughter that is undergoing the treatments sues the family saying, "Fuck that. I just want to live my life. I don't need to save my sister." It's messed up.
All right.
Yeah, you got to see it. Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
She's married to Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, she's married to Alec Baldwin. She's 13. She's married to Alec Baldwin.
So it's a documentary.
Do you have anything, Dustin? The films of Cameron Diaz. I think we've really...
I think she quit.
We've really exhausted all the stuff she's been in.
I feel like we could knock one more out of that.
There's got to be one more.
One more out of that Cameron Diaz pinata.
You can do
one
it.
One more piece of candy.
You can do it.
What is it?
Everybody quiet.
Come on. Yeah, let's all be quiet. Everyone's got one in their head.
If Heavy Breathing was
there's
a movie that she
a
was in.
That's Heavy Breathing.
Sounds like the title is Heavy Breathing.
She must have been the voice in some cartoon or something.
Man.
She was in 4 Shreks.
That's true.
I know,
we did name
some
all of those.
Defensive driving video I can name or something. That Shrek. Some kind of Shrek. Hey, welcome to Southwest Air. Welcome. It was your first time flying American Airlines.
Dustin, let me just give you some good news right now. While you're working through this.
What?
You're our winner.
What?
You did it. You lasted the longest.
Oh, my God. I last the longest.
Yeah,
that's one thing I can do. I can just sit there.
Yeah, Nick, come get your prizes, dude. Congratulations.
Nick, there you go. I'm taking this Twix.
There you go, man.
That's all.
There you go. And yeah, just pass it. I don't need Nick's anymore because he won. Do you want those Reese's, though? I'll take their fucking Reese's. Are you kidding me?
Take that shit.
There you go, Nick. There's your name tag if you want it back. If you're interested in that sort of thing. And congratulations, Dustin. You did it. Do you want to promote anything?
Yeah,
do you
want to
plug anything?
Time.
Promote yourself. Plug something.
Watch Kevin Probably Saves the World. That's it, man. Just watch it. Go home right
ABC,
now.
ABC, there's still a few episodes left.
I don't know where it comes on, but no. Yeah, ABC and Hulu. You can go check it out on Hulu.
Okay. All right. And
Jason Ritter.
We hope you get picked up for another season.
Thanks, man. I want to keep shopping at Target, so yeah. Hope that works out.
Okay.
Target expense, like, is that...
Wow, you're like rich.
No, I just I steal makeup from there, but I don't really. That's where I got the face mask from.
Oh, you stole that shit? That's
pretty
wild.
Easy.
Oh man,
let me tell you.
Opening mail, stealing face masks.
I didn't open the mail. It was my roommate.
Oh.
Anyways.
Kelly McInerney, your guy Steve Wars doesn't have a shithead on his thing, right?
No, he doesn't.
So he's got. Who do you want me to call a shithead, Steven?
People don't pick up their dog's crap.
Dog.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Say a word.
I'm writing it down. Kelly, what do you got to promote?
IMD Weed. We have a new episode today where we talk about Infinity Wars. It's pretty fun. And I don't know, I'm on a bunch of shows. You could check out kellymcinerney.net for all that. And Holly Weirdo, Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You!
Sarah?
I have a relatively new podcast called Loner at Coil Wolf Creek. And it's me in the future reminiscing about the past, which is the right now. So it's weird. It's really weird. But please listen to it because I like it a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Cool. You. Sean Jordan.
I co-host a weekly podcast called All Fantasy Everything with Ian Carmel and David Borey. So we just draft, we fantasy draft everything except sports. So like the Taco Bell menu or the mall or like... songs that you
what was the last one you that you did
perfect
songs that you're 90% sure you want to fight somebody after you listen to them. It's fun. It's a fun, it's long, it's lengthy, but it's fun. We bullshit and it's fun.
It's lengthy. How long is an episode?
Couple hours. You're that's in traffic.
Not too bad. A few hours isn't bad. That's like a commute.
Yeah, it's like an hour and 40, hour 50, somewhere in there.
All right.
But yeah, listen to that if you feel so inclined. Otherwise, just keep listening to this because this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know what? Just keep listening to this. Don't. There's no reason to check out that other thing. But thank you again to all of my guests, Sean Jordan, Sarah Schaefer, Kelly McInerney, and Dustin Ibarra. As always, people named Corey are shitheads. It says Corey. Why do I have too many of these? I got one from the Star Wars helmet. And why?
Austin gave you two.
What?
No, I gave you one. Just did the piece of paper.
Oh, just the piece of paper?
Yeah.
And what's the, oh, instead of the instead of this?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's two if I'm counting.
All right.
Oh, it's on a BuzzFeed thing. This guy might work for BuzzFeed or something.
Good act there.
Trump deciding to exit the Iran nuclear deal is a shithead. Yep. Yeah. So that was like a, you wrote that down last minute. Yeah. Like you were just like, that's really been bothering me that he did that. Yeah, all right. And people who don't pick up their dog's crap are a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to